The National Sea Rescue Institute plays a very, very important role. And with Moonstruck, we normally support them with candles and, you know, the entire whole situation with Moonstruck. And we're very, very much behind the NSRI. They're making a very significant investment in a new generation of world-class rescue vessels. So this investment will see the first fully South African-built offshore search and rescue craft and put together by local hands. And it's a boost for what was once a thriving South African boat building industry, and each vessel will cost an estimated 20 million rand and represents, of course, a game-changing moment for saving lives. It's envisaged that about 180 million rand will be spent on the nine vessels over a 10-year period, and the new self-righting and purpose-built rescue vessel is designed for rescue operations in our extreme conditions. It's about 14.8 meters long and 4.8 meters wide. But to tell us more about that, we chat this afternoon to Dr. Cleve Robertson, the CEO of the NSRI. Doctor, very good afternoon to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good afternoon, Zane. Nice talking to you.
Doctor, I know you from the Metro days, but now that you're with the NSRI, tell us exactly what the services is that the NSRI provides and how essential is the service to the economy of the Western Cape and the country.
Correct. So, I mean, the National Sea Rescue Institute now provides, you know, a strategic service along the South African coastline. We're the only seaward-facing rescue service, you know, in South Africa. And so, you know, we're the safety net for a variety of industries, be it tourism, fishing, whatever, you know, shipping. Just to give it context, during COVID, you know, we performed double the number of medevacs from ships at sea, you know, for COVID and all, you know, other medical conditions, and getting seamen ashore with all sorts of medical conditions. So that's the role we provide. And our offshore rescue craft, which are craft that can operate in all conditions night and day and ensure, you know, the safety of the crew, are distributed, you know, in the major harbors along the South African coastline. So that fleet is now aging, you know, 30 or 40 years old, and we needed to replace them with an appropriate craft. So, you know, this is an investment not only in the safety of our crew and our operability, but it's also, as you correctly said, an investment in the South African boat building industry. And supports local jobs and the local economy, which we felt, you know, was really important. Mm. So we carry on.
Yeah, tell us about the your investment in you know, in the building of these vessels. And I believe you've already secured one or two of these vessels, and you will now be building them locally. And one is scheduled for later this year at Simonstown. And I think the crew must be very excited for these vehicles.
Correct. So this is a really strange design. It has a beak in the front, so it looks bizarre, and you would think that this design would perform strangely, but it has amazing sea keeping conditions. I actually had the privilege of driving the boat, as it were, between Hout Bay and Simonstown the other day, because the Simonstown boat has just been delivered. It's a very comfortable boat to ride. Its sea keeping condition, you know, abilities are fantastic. The beak on the boat prevents the kind of vertical motion, so it doesn't porpoise as much as another boat design would, which makes it a lot more comfortable for the crew or for any people that have been rescued. So we identified this design, funnily enough, when we were at a conference in Bremerhaven several years ago, and it's a French design. It's a design that's used all over the world for pilot boats and vessels that operate in kind of very austere, you know, environmental conditions in strong currents and waves. And we contracted with a French firm to build the first two vessels, one a complete boat so that we had a model. The second one just hull deck and bulkheads, which we've now completed in South Africa, and that's the boat that's gone to Simonstown. And now there are another two boats under construction at Two Oceans Marine in Pardon Island or in the harbor. So we've got our program, you know, speedily underway, and we're heading towards, you know, the 10 that we envisage in the fleet eventually. But yes, a fantastic investment for the local boat building industry, and you know, not only for us, but the opportunity exists for any, you know, company or marine industry to invest in this design, because that mold is available not only to build sea rescue boats, but it's available to build, you know, other work boats out of that mold. So it is an opportunity in the boat building industry in Cape Town specifically, but in South Africa, yes.
What is the state of our current fleet at the moment, Doctor?
So we have over 100 vessels along the South African coastline. The bigger vessels, the offshore rescue craft, only two of those are new. The other boats were vessels that we bought out of the RNLI and that were refit in South Africa. So, but as I say, those hulls are 30, 40 years old. And despite the refits, you know, it's an aging design. They're a lot slower. They're a lot smaller. And they're not as stable and as sea fit as this vessel is. And certainly from a safety point of view for our crews, you know, a much safer vessel.
Yeah. Chatting this afternoon to the CEO of the NSRI, Dr. Clive Robinson. I was out at Blouberg, Malkbos Strand, and you always see this little dinghy sort of going between Blouberg and Malkbos Strand, and you know that the NSRI is out there. How will this, the new fleet that you are wanting to put out, the nine boats that you wanted to put out at a cost of 180 million rand, how will this contribute to saving lives, and how will this make your work a lot better?
So, I mean, maybe the example of a, you know, fishing vessel that capsized off Hunklip some time ago, you know, all 21 people were thrown into the water in the middle of the night, you know, howling southeaster with 6-meter waves. And I, you know, I'm painting the picture of really rough conditions. And so for the crew to get out in weather, you know, to be able to get to those people under those conditions and successfully rescue people, you know, this vessel will be able to operate under those conditions. Another example was the Cape Rio race a while ago, where there was a terrible northwest gale that came through and capsized several vessels, and we had to operate, you know, 80 to 100 nautical miles up the west coast in terrible, terrible weather. So these vessels will be able to survive those conditions and ensure the safety of both the crew and the people we rescued. So that's the kind of, you know, harshest conditions they would operate in. But as I said, these are also vessels that are used on all the medical evacuations from ships at sea. So we go out to lower patients down the sides of container vessels and get them into hospitals on shore. And then they'll operate in a coastal sense, you know, in support of smaller craft in coastal rescue up and down the South African coast. Mm. Obviously, their durability and their hours of operation are much longer, so they can stay out at sea for longer, they can search for longer, so their endurance is much better than the rib would. And you'll appreciate, you know, being out in the on the Atlantic, particularly in 10-degree water and freezing cold spray on a rib, you know, you cannot spend that many hours out there, whereas on this craft, you can stay out all night, you know, pretty much in the comfort of the cabin and so on.
Mm. It's 180 million rand spend over a period of 10 years. How will the NSRI be raising the funds to do this? I know that you are, you know, mostly dependent on donors for the large part of it, but there is some government funding also.
You know, I think we're particularly proud of the fact that we are raising this money almost entirely in donor funding. And, you know, kudos to the South African public who fund us, you know, in big or small amounts. And it's those donors that are contributing to the evolution of this fleet and to the, you know, us being able to sustain this rescue service in South Africa. So, you know, we have probably, you know, in excess of 90,000 individual donors and probably 3,000 corporate donors, and then a small contribution from government. But by and large, this will be funded by our, you know, individual and corporate donors across South Africa who, you know, make it a fantastic contribution to our ability to deliver this rescue service. Mm. It's a difficult job to do. You know, raising 20 million rand for each boat is not easy, and that's why we have, you know, these campaigns like the Launch a Legacy or Launch Her Legacy campaign, because, you know, that'll help us raise some money. Fundraising is not a passive thing. You know, people don't wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to give the NSRI money. We have to ask. So it's really, really hard work. And, you know, this is an appeal to everybody out there to help us. This is an investment in 50 years of rescue in South Africa. So these craft will be on the water for the next 50 years, and they'll continue to deliver services, you know, along our coastline and sustain the service into the future. So it really is a future investment. Mm. And it's an investment in our crew, you know, and in all the people we rescue, obviously.
You've teamed up with Springbok Captain Sia Kalisia and a number of other people with the Launch a Legacy campaign. Tell us about that, and how can people actually get involved in the Launch a Legacy campaign?
Yeah, I mean, it was fantastic. Actually, we took the Stormers rugby team down to Granger Bay, you know, as part of their kind of team building exercise, and threw them into 10 degree Atlantic water with life jackets on. And I think, you know, apart from the benefit to them of appreciating, you know, austere conditions and how it is to tough it out, you know, it exposed them to what we do on a daily basis. And I think there was huge appreciation from Sia and the rest of the team for what we did. And through that now, you know, they've become involved in this program. So you can probably the best place to go is our website. On the landing page, you'll see Launch a Legacy, and there's a couple of buttons to push. And you can buy a spot in the rescue, you know, 10 or 12 or whatever numbers on the side of the boat, and your loved one's name or your name or a family name can go on there and live in perpetuity with the life of that boat and all the people that it rescues, you know, in the next 50 years. So it's a lovely campaign. I mean, a really personal kind of heartfelt campaign. And, you know, I lost a good mate the other day, and his wife phoned me the other day and said, can I put his name on the boat? Absolutely fantastic opportunity.
It's a great legacy, you know, to pass on and sort of paying it and paying it forward at the same time also.
Correct. I mean, it's just a lovely campaign.
What does the NSRI look forward to, except for the boat building? Is there anything else that we're doing heading forward into sort of this year? Because, you know, Moonstruck was not on this year. It was all virtual and stuff like that. So we're actually looking forward to doing Moonstruck with the NSRI probably in 2022. But what have you got planned for the rest of the year?
Well, you know me, I don't stop. And, you know, my volunteer community along the coast don't stop either. So we're busy with all sorts of things. You know, the last season, we lifeguarded 21 beaches. Our water safety campaign, with particularly the survival swimming program that we've initiated to teach children just to, you know, when they fall in the water unexpectedly, to be able to get to the side, is a fantastic initiative, and that'll grow this year. Our pink buoys along the coastline on strategic beaches now number almost 1,000, and we've saved, you know, almost 70 lives with those pink torpedo buoys, those pink rescue buoys along the coast. So we'll continue to expand our contribution to saving lives on South African waters. We're very focused now on the inland waters, dams, rivers, canals, because a lot of children, particularly, you know, a third of fatal drownings in South Africa are children. We're encouraged by the fact that the fatal drowning rate has decreased. So maybe, you know, our contribution is really paying. But we'll focus inland now, you know, specifically in the drowning prevention sense as well, and make sure that we impact and that we save those lives and that we, you know, protect family members for the future.
Dr. Cleve Robertson, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. And that's Dr. Cleve Robertson, the CEO of the NSRI, chatting to us about the 9 vessels that will be built. Well, some of them have already been built, 1 or 2, and most of them will be built right here, giving a sort of a nice input into the South African boat building industry, which used to be one of the biggest industries. I think we still build some of the biggest yachts. We're still the biggest yacht building industry in the world. Over 180 million rand will be spent in 9 of these vessels over a 10-year period. And you can go to their launch page, which is nsri.co.za, and join people like Sia Khaleesi, Lisa Fanavestes, and other people who have just basically become part of Launch a Legacy campaign.